You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Let's have a look at our Blue Room extra content as we build up to the weekend's game with Sheffield Wednesday on Sunday night at 8 o'clock in the FA Cup fourth round. Should be an interesting game. Sheffield Wednesday had a bit of a wild season in the Championship. Plenty to start to dissect and discuss. And earlier on, I was joined by Dominic Howson from Yorkshire Live to have a chat through what has been a bit of a mad campaign for them, about 25 minutes in total. Here's around 5 minutes of the conversation. If you want to hear this in full, do come and join us on Blue Room Extra, where we have multiple Everton shows every single weekday, building up to and analysing all of Everton's football matches. That's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Hopefully we'll see you over there. In the meantime, hope you enjoy this little clip.
That's right. Well, we've had points deductions. The club are currently looking for a third permanent manager. Fluctuating form. The points deduction, which they kicked off the start of the season where they were bottom of the Championship, minus 12, that got reduced on appeal to minus 6. And under the caretaker manager, they won two home matches in a row over the festive period to move out of the relegation zone for the first time this season. And now they've gone back into the bottom three after having a COVID outbreak. So that meant that two fixtures got postponed. They were due to play Wickham a few days ago and Coventry, which, they're two of their relegation rivals, so they're going to be hugely important matches. But yeah, Wednesday had a significant number of COVID-19 positive tests in the camp, and so they asked the EFL to postpone those fixtures, and so they've been rearranged, and their calendar between the Everton tie on Sunday and Easter, they're now just playing non-stop for the next every 3 to 4 days. So it's absolutely relentless, and they don't have the biggest of squads. So it's always interesting covering Sheffield Wednesday. This is my sixth season, I think. I've seen it all, really. But nothing ever surprises you, really. You just expect the unexpected.
Do you know what, though? I think going back probably five, maybe 10 years ago, sort of in my time watching football. And I think I'd always look at Sheffield Wednesday as being a team that are in the Championship, but are pretty secure. They tend to be towards the top end. They're dependable players, tend to have dependable managers. How have the club got into a situation now where that in this position effectively, I know things have improved a little bit on the pitch recently, but you mentioned about the points deduction. There's been 3-hour press conferences with the owner and stuff over the past few months. There's been managers being sacked after 48 days in charge. What's been the catalyst for Sheffield Wednesday sort of becoming this sort of club?
Poor recruitment for a start. You know, they achieved back-to-back playoffs. And, you know, they got to the playoff final in 2016, semi-finals the year after. And then since then, it's just sort of been a gradual decline. They've not been prudent in the transfer market, and they've been paying the price for that. You know, they splashed 8 million on Jordan Rhodes. He's not delivered. You know, they paid 4 million for Elman Abdi, and he was a big disappointment. Joe Van Aken, who's still on their books, you know, for Sheffield Wednesday, you know, £3 million is a lot of money. And he's been another one who's been, you know, had a very sort of up and down Sheffield Wednesday career. So you could look across the squad, you know, there was a bit of a sort of scattergun approach to recruitment, certainly for a good year to 18 months, and that has improved. And then you go to the managerial situation, and there's been a lack of stability, you know, since the days of Carlos Carvalho, where he was in charge for 2.5 years. There's not been a manager who has gone past 14 months. Gary Monk was the longest person in charge. And the last 3 British appointments that they've made, with Steve Bruce, who left to go to Newcastle, Gary Monk, and, you know, Tony Pulis's 2-month reign that we've just seen, they haven't paid off for the team. And so the managerial appointments, have not worked out. And that's why this one's really important for Wednesday, you know, that they are fighting for Championship survival in the second half of the season. And at the moment, the owner is taking his time, not rushing the appointment, and he knows it's vitally important that he gets it right.
Yeah, I think the owner's been very steadfast in his...
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.